Today is the 12th Sunday after Pentecost, but it's also the feast of the Assumption of Our Lady. So the epistle for the Feast of the Assumption is taken from Judith chapter 13. The Lord had blessed thee by his power, because by thee he had brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off the head of the prince of our enemies. Because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life, by reason of the distress and the tribulation of thy people, but thou hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. At that time, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. Please be seated. Through Mary, one goes to Jesus, and it is precisely this path that is most beautiful, gracious, and certain. Entrusting oneself to the heart of such a mother, one comes to know the heart of her Son. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This great Feast of Our Lady shows the privileges that Our Lady received. The privileges, obviously, one, being the Mother of God, being immaculately conceived without any sin. No original sin was found in her. And then Our Lady being taken body and soul into heaven. We can say that this is kind of the fitting reward for the life that she had spent in serving Almighty God, in being truly this handmaid to God, that it was a fitting reward for her to be assumed body and soul into heaven. Because she was the Mother of God. She was the first tabernacle that our Lord Jesus Christ had spent time in. And so for this feast day, yes, it is a great opportunity to show our filial devotion to Our Lady, to be one with the mind of the Church, of this true privilege and this devotion that is to her. At the beginning, I quoted from St. Maximilian Kolbe. I've talked to you before about St. Maximilian Kolbe and his devotion to Our Lady. It was his feast day yesterday, August 14th. He died on that day when he gave his life for another prisoner. And with St. Maximilian Kolbe, it was one that he did. He wanted to show devotion to Our Lady by all of our actions, each of our days. He wanted to show this devotion by doing something special for her. And that is why he placed all of his work under her patronage. And then by placing all of his work under her patronage, he received the blessings from the Blessed Virgin Mary, the blessings of his work, of how it spread. And I think for us to look at the different saints, to consider the different saints and how they had spent their time in praising Our Lady, in showing devotion to her. St. Bernard of Clairvaux had said that one that is truly devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary will never be lost. Because there is that protection over a soul of one that has a true devotion to her. The true devotion of St. Louis de Montfort, the Knights Immaculata of St. Maximilian Kolbe, And for us, as we're preparing for then also the feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, this triumph that we are working toward, we prayed our rosaries, we offered our sacrifices during the time period of the Rosary Crusade. And now we are offering our pilgrimage for this triumph. And how necessary it is for us to have this true mindset of a devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And how necessary it is for all of us to have that devotion and to pass that on to our children. And so I'd mentioned to you, it is fitting that the day before the pilgrimage starts is the Feast of St. John Eudes. I encourage you to read some of his writings on the Blessed Virgin Mary. It truly shows the devotion, the love that he had for her, and wanting to spread this devotion to other people, and how necessary it is, this devotion. And then St. Bernard of Clairvaux is the first day that we walk the pilgrim. Again, Holy Mother of the Church puts these feast days right before the Immaculate Heart. One, for us to try to put us in that mindset of why would we have the devotion to the Immaculate Heart? I mean, it is something that is asked for by our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given it to us as, in the, especially these end times, God only knows when they will end, but he has specifically given it to us as a devotion that we must have in these end times. And so that is something, if we do not have that, well, then we're losing out on many graces. We are missing out what our Lord wants us to have. And so when we have the different saints that encourage us to the devotion to Our Lady, whether the wearing of the brown scapular, the miraculous medal, the praying of the rosary, it is necessary for us. It is one of the things that Father Pfluger spoke about for the priest, that is necessary for a priest. That we see Our Lady as our true mother. She is the mother of all clergy. She is the mother of all priests. Because they are in imitation of her son, God willing that they should be. And so that was something that Father Pfluger said is a must for us. And he also says that as a priest of the society, we have consecrated the society to Our Lady. And so you must give that devotion to the faithful. You must help them to understand how important it is for our spiritual growth, and in a sense, for our spiritual welfare. And so when we have these different feasts, August has several feasts of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I mean, look at the calendar and see how many different feasts there are. And to consider that, and to consider for us, do we have that devotion to Our Lady? I mean, do we listen to these words of St. Maximilian Kolbe? Precisely this path of going through Our Lady is most beautiful, gracious, and certain. Certain of what? Of certain of going to her Son. Certain of being saved. And so in some ways, we cannot have more or less a Protestant mentality of saying, well, why go to the Blessed Virgin Mary when we can just go straight to her Son? Well, Holy Mother of the Church and Sacred Scripture has an answer for that. Look at the first miracle that our Lord performed. It was at the behest of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She asked her Son, they have no wine. And that was his first miracle. So it shows then the path that we need to take in order to get to our Lord Jesus Christ. It is to follow the Blessed Virgin Mary. And as I say, if we do not follow that path, we are missing out on many graces. And in a way for us, we are missing out on the path that our Lord has asked us to follow. But I think for us also, when we think about our salvation, and we think about the promise that is given, that one that is truly devoted to Our Lady will never be lost. What a great promise that is made to us. And why do many parents, when they have a child and they baptize their child, they consecrate the child to Our Lady? Why do they do that? I mean, hopefully it is not just because, well, that's what everyone else does. Hopefully it is because you want that child to be specially protected by the Blessed Virgin Mary. I mean, think about the words that you say when you're kneeling at the communion rail and the child is laid upon the altar. You ask if the child ever goes astray that you bring them back, asking Our Lady to bring them back, and then that we all be united in heaven. As I say, don't let them be just empty words. You've done it with all your children, so you might as well just continue it. I mean, that is where then we're just paying lip service to Almighty God. And Sacred Scripture is very clear about that too. That amounts to absolutely nothing. It must not be lip service. It must be a true devotion that we have. And so when we have these different feasts, take advantage of them. Read the Missal. Read the Mass that is devoted to that feast. See what Holy Mother the Church says. I mean, you look at the collect of this Mass, it says, "Grant, we beseech thee, that by steadfastly keeping heaven as our goal, we may be counted worthy to join her in glory." In reference to the Blessed Virgin Mary. As long as we keep heaven as our goal, we too can be counted amongst those that are going to be in glory for all eternity. But don't you think that also by having a devotion to Our Lady, that will help us? Don't you think that by having devotion to the Mother of God, that her Son would look favorably upon our soul? By making a consecration, by wearing the brown scapular, by wearing the miraculous medal, by being faithful to the rosary. As I say, every family should be praying the rosary, a family rosary. And so as I say, the least you could do is offer one of them for Father Rutledge. But every family should be praying the family rosary. The Archbishop, it was great to have the retreat because it does remind you of the devotion that the Archbishop had, the devotion that he had to Our Lady. Because when we were in the table reading and they read from the biography of the Archbishop by Bishop Tissier de Malleray, it says in there, "Yes, these times that we live in are so dangerous, that we live in peril. But he says, the necessary means for us to be saved is the family rosary." Because he even said in there, the famous axiom that we've heard countless times, the family that prays together stays together. But how true that is. How true that is, that a family that is devoted to praying with each other, they will stay with each other, maybe not physically. I mean, children grow up, they move out, they go different places. But there will still be that spiritual bond, that link that is with them. But if you neglect that now, what are you teaching your children? You're not teaching them the most important lesson that they need. Is a family must pray together. We must have this spiritual life. And that is what the Archbishop said. He said, for these times, he said, recommend to the families to pray the family rosary. That it is what will save them. And granted, I understand, children are children. Sometimes it's hard for them to pay attention. Parents, they get frustrated with that. They throw up their hands. It's kind of like, well, forget it. Persevere. Persevere through that. Because if anything, God sees the innocence of the children, and yes, maybe they're not paying attention, Maybe they're chewing on their rosary. But God still sees that the family is attempting to pray that together. And so persevere through that. God sees the efforts that you are making, I promise you. Maybe sometimes you don't see it, and you get so frustrated. But it is so encouraging for a priest then to see sometimes when families, they come to the first Fridays, they come to the first Saturdays or something, and yes, maybe their children are all over the place, and they feel that they gain nothing from it. But for one, it's an encouragement for a priest to see this family cares enough to make the effort. That they come, and yes, maybe they're a distraction. Maybe they're a distraction to others. Hopefully not. Hopefully other families will have the same generosity and charity that they see. Well, they're at least making an effort. And that is what will be blessed by God. The disposition, the intentions that we have. That's why I said to you, with the pilgrimage, you can walk 50 miles and not have the proper disposition, you'll gain probably nothing except blisters. But if you walk it with a true disposition of trying to gain the graces from Almighty God, and you walk 2 miles, and that's all you can do, you'll probably gain more than that soul that walked the 50 and was doing it out of just physical fun. And so, yes, it depends a lot on our dispositions of what we receive from God. And that is why we must purify that. We must have a purity of intention. And that is why when you look at the gospel account, you see how Our Lady responded to what her cousin Elizabeth said to her. You know, when she came to visit Elizabeth, and St. Elizabeth says to her, you know, how is it that I have the mother of my Savior come to visit me? And what does Our Lady respond by that? The Magnificat. The Canticle of Humility. You know, basically saying, yes, great things are being done in my soul, but it is because of the grace of God. And that is something that is very necessary for all of us, a humility, of realizing that we are dependent on Almighty God. We're dependent on the Blessed Virgin Mary. And any good that we can do is attributed to the grace of God. And so, yes, as the Collect says, keep heaven as your goal. It is a must for us. And as we go off on this pilgrimage, it is a must for us to see heaven as the goal for us. And materially, yes, we're walking to the shrine of Mother Cabrini. But it is meant for us to be walking it as we are walking toward heaven. And maybe the steps will be painful. I'm sure they will. But it will pay off for our soul. These penances, these sacrifices, they are necessary for us. They're necessary for us to offer to Almighty God. But God has also given us means to help us to reach the end. And one is devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. St. Maximilian Kolbe says, entrusting oneself to the heart of such a mother, one comes to know the heart of her son. And so he shows to us, this is the path that we must take. This is a path that is necessary for our soul. And so pray in this month of August that is dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Pray in this month that has so many feasts of Our Lady. Our Lady of the Snows, Our Lady of Knock in Ireland, the 21st, the end of our pilgrimage. It shows to us of how the Church designs this month that is devoted to the Immaculate Heart. And then how necessary it is for us in order to reach our final end. And so I will leave you a quote of, again, St. Maximilian Kolbe. You still have my ordination card. Maybe after this, you'll put it up on your dartboard. But it says, we shall give ourselves no rest until we have placed the entire world at the feet of our Queen. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.